heaven.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. With me is Lisa Bedford, the survival mom, thesurvivalmom.com. And we're going to talk about how can you prepare on a budget. How can you save money? What can you do to have enough money to become a survivalist? And I just want to mention that the food giant Birdseye and Taco Bell, two food giants, have confirmed horse meat in their products in the United Kingdom. Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and KFC are owned by Yum Brands, and they boast that their chains only use high-quality ingredients and 100% premium beef. I guess that would be lies, lies, and more lies. Fewer and fewer people trust big business, and fewer people trust their government. That's my reaction to the scandal. Is it coming to the United States? I don't know. I don't know. But I don't eat at Taco Bell. I don't eat at Pizza Hut. I don't eat at KFC. And I'm not going to. I'm not going to. They have violated the public trust. They really have. And their stock prices needs to reflect what they have done to us. On the hour number one, I mentioned that I had an announcement to make about the Get Prepared Expo and USAPrepares.com. And so here it is. Yesterday on the air, I was on the afternoon broadcast, the 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock broadcast with Dr. Norman Shealy. Dr. Shealy is a 3 times PhD. He's a brain surgeon. He's a medical doctor. He's the inventor of the TENS pain unit. He's the founder of the Holistic Medicine Institute. And he's a Native American medicine man. Yesterday on the broadcast, he and I and Chief Cloud Piler, he's the chief of the Nemenha Congregation of Tribes. He has become our latest USAPrepares.com instructor. He's our senior USA Prepares instructor of Native American Affairs and Healing. He's a medicine man. Now, with being a medicine man comes special responsibilities, special duties, and special protections. And one of those special protections involves the consecrating of sacred grounds. You can become a medicine man or a medicine woman. And you can be adopted by the Nemenha Congregation of Tribes. Yes, we are offering a seminar on what this means at the Get Prepared Expo. I plan to be a Native American medicine man, and I plan to consecrate our farm here in the Ozark Mountains as sacred grounds. And it will be free from intervention and assistance by the federal government. They will not be allowed on the sacred ground. Think about that. And at the dinner table last night, I said to Mrs. Finelli, I plan to become a Native American medicine man. We would know them as commonly as an Indian medicine man. And I asked her if she wanted to become a Native American medicine woman. And she said, No, because someone's got to maintain the farm when they haul you away.
No rose-colored glasses there.
And I just couldn't stop laughing because, you know, she said it was such a straight face, like, Vincent, they're coming to get you. I just don't know when. So someone's going to have to, you know, take care of the cows and feed the animals and maintain the farm while you're there. And we've been watching a TV video series called Prison Break. Lisa, have you seen that?
I think I saw the first 3-4 episodes.
Wow. I have been watching it. I'm absolutely addicted to it because it's way more than just escaping from prison. It's corruption at the highest levels of government. You can't tell who the good guys and the bad guys are because it changes from episode to episode. And it really is corruption. It's corruption at the highest levels of business, the highest levels of government. There's murder by all sides. The government murders people. Business murders people. And some of the convicts that are trying to escape are actually the good guys. It's unbelievable. But I'm watching this, and she said to me, one of the characters who is involved in this is Schofield, and he tries to break his brother out of prison. And she looked at me and she said, "I'm not Schofield." So when I'm arrested and incarcerated, she was kind of humorously telling me that she's not going to get me out. But that's really not the case. That's not the case. So Lisa Bedford's with us, and she is the survival mom, and she's written a great book, absolutely fabulous book on survival. Lisa, can you tell us just a little bit about the book, and then let's talk about how we can survive and prepare on a budget.
Yeah, I think that while I have a lot of respect for the different survival manuals out there, they really tend to be written by people with military experience, and mine isn't. I call mine just the family survival manual. And mm-hmm. So it's just deals with everything from, you know, laundry and trash, just sanitation, basic food storage, things that we deal with every single day, but we have to ask ourselves, how would we accomplish this in a worst-case scenario? So by no means is it something that is really girly, but it is more just where the rubber meets the road. You know, it is just dealing with, you know, kid issues and family issues and eating, and I think it's a great book. I also really wanted it to be something where a busy mom, although a lot of men have reviewed it and liked it, but a busy mom could sit down and she has 5 minutes. She opens the book and she learns something new. So that's the way it's designed. It is definitely not one of those books that goes on, you know, forever. You know, I just, the text is broken up with quotes and pop-out boxes, you know, with little facts and baby steps, charts. There are worksheets in there. And by the way, I love my Kindle, and I have an awful lot of books on the Kindle, but this is not a Kindle book. I mean, many, many, many people have purchased the Kindle edition and told me later, "I really wish I had the access to the worksheet." So if you're looking at the book, I would recommend the hard copy. Just for that reason, you're going to want to take notes and, you know, bookmark things and fill out the worksheets. So I love Kindle, but this is not the best book for Kindle. Spend $300 or $400 and just get the hard copy version.
I agree. Lisa, I've got it in my hands. I've got an autographed copy. You were at the Get Prepared Expo November 3rd and 4th, and you're going to be at the Expo April 6th and 7th. But I'm looking at page 156, and you talk about getting the most out of your generator. And what you say is place an extra spark plug wrench, you know, in the generator's instructions right there. I mean, really, really simple and appropriate advice that a lot of people wouldn't think about. Like, a lot of times spark plugs get fouled, and that could be the difference between starting your generator and not starting your generator. And when you do start your generator, it's because you don't have electricity. So you want to make sure that you do have those spark plugs and the tools to change the spark plugs. Your book is over 300 pages. I mean, it's a paperback book of 323 pages. I love it. I really do. And it's written in a easy to understand format. And it's not going to waste your time. And it's not hard to read. It's fun to read. So I just want to tell the class that if you'd like to consider this book, it's called Survival Mom, How to Prepare Your Family for Everyday Disasters and Worst Case Scenarios. It's written by Lisa Bedford, and it's less than $20. So those are my thoughts. I've got it here. I keep it in the studio with me with my favorite books. So there you have it, class. I suggest that if you're going to buy a present for someone, something useful, and you're going to spend around $20, you can save some money and get it for less than $20. It's a great book. So, Lisa, now, if we're trying to save money, because a lot of people have told me, I want to prepare, but I just don't have any money. You guys spend a fortune on preparedness. What they don't realize is I've been in this since the 60s. I've been preparing since the 1960s. It's been a lifestyle with me for my entire life. So I've accumulated things over a long time. Well, what do we do if we don't have any money or we can't seem to find enough money? Do you have any suggestions for that?
Yeah, it's tough. It is very tough. And the headlines on the Drudge Report today read that American income has dropped most in 20 years. And so what I hear a lot from my readers is that the taxes are taking a real bite. It's not something you just, you know, read about on the headlines anymore. It's taking a bite out of, a significant bite out of the income of just real Americans. So being prepared on top of that is a challenge. I would say, first of all, keep in mind that you can only, what any of us can do is just what we can do. And I have a real beef with professional survival expert types who hand down mandates of things that are virtually impossible for the average family to accomplish. And so a lot of times the stress people are feeling is due, in a way, ironically, more to the fact that this survival expert or that survival expert is telling them they need a second home, which is what a bug-out location is. I mean, they can call it a bug-out location, but it's a second home, and it comes with all the expenses and the responsibilities of a second home. So it was that easy to own a second home, we would all own a second home. So you get this advice, and the advice seems just completely out of reach. So then you look at your family and your loved ones, and you just, you know, feel hopeless because what can we do?
So we're going to find out what you can do, and I know Lisa Bedford has some suggestions on how you can prepare and survive on a budget, how you can find some extra money. It's going to be fascinating. Please, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Got a meetup on Monday. Monday, right after the weekend. Dr. Joel Wallach's going to be in town. He's going to be flying in. Dr. Joel Wallach is a broadcaster right here on Genesis Communications Network. He's going to be in person with us at the meetup, Ziggy's, 530 Springfield, Missouri. So if you'd like to meet Dr. Joel Wallach, you may. At 5:30 Monday, Springfield, Missouri. The information is on the website, usaprepares.com. Lisa Bedford's with us, thesurvivalmom.com. Great book, over 300 pages, less than $20. I suggest you consider reading it, and makes a great gift for someone who is thinking about becoming a survivalist. From a real mom's perspective, great information. It's accurate. I endorse it. I support it. I suggest you consider it. And she's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. Lisa Bedford will be at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th, right here in Lebanon, Missouri. And we have a banquet dinner, a freeze-dried guy banquet dinner on Saturday, April 6th, where you will have a chance to dine with your instructors, including Lisa Bedford. What a great opportunity to meet about 150 of us at USAPrepares.com. And we're talking about preparing and survival on a budget. Lisa, so many people just don't have the money. And what do you suggest they do to play by the rules and find more money than they could otherwise find? Do you have any suggestions for that? Did we lose Lisa Bedford? Dave, I can hardly hear you.
Vinny, are you there?
Okay, I'm here. Good.
Okay, all right. yes. Let me just go through a couple of these pretty quickly. I would just suggest, first of all, that you just make a decision to stop paying full retail for anything. when I get off the phone with you, I'm running out the door to an estate sale. So just make the decision that you're going to let other people pay full retail. And when they decide they don't want something anymore or need it anymore, you're going to be right behind them, whether it's Craigslist, eBay, the want ads, or garage or estate sales, to see what they have that you are needing, with the emphasis on need. Now, what do you need? You have to do an inventory of what you already have. How many times have you gone through the house and you realized, oh, I have a flashlight. I just bought a new one. Oh, we already had a hammer. That makes 5 hammers now. So you have to know what you already have. So if you want to be prepared, you have to be surgical about it. You have to target specific areas and items that you need. And that is when you start making a list. Make a list of things that just to buy. What do you need to buy? And you will be surprised, first of all, that you may have items on that list that, you know, your to-buy list that you end up not needing because you found it around the house. Or someone gave it to you for free, or you found it for 25 cents at a garage sale. So just make the decision, no full retail, I'm going to inventory what we already have at the house, and then I'm going to have a list, because when you have a list, you tend to pretty much stay on the reservation, so to speak, with your spending. And speaking of spending, a couple of little tips here that have worked for me is I rarely go to the mall. When I go to the mall, I see everything that I don't have, or I didn't have, or I didn't know that I wanted. I've been, you know, coveting this one particular pair of earrings, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, I didn't need or want those, you know, a week ago, but all of a sudden, now I really want those earrings. So stay away from whatever just tempts your eyes. You know, you see something and you want it. Now, here is another suggestion, and that is spend time with people who think like you do. Our family has been friends for a long time with another family who are very conspicuous consumers. And whether it's lavish vacations or birthday parties, whatever it is, and after a while, it starts to rub off on me. I start thinking, well, you know, I want to do that, or this is a birthday party that I want to throw for my kids. And if you spend time with people who, you know, live a similar lifestyle and value simple things, just getting together for game night. You know, a lot of us spend a lot of money on entertainment. And why? Why do we have to spend time on entertainment? You know, think of how grandparents, you know, back in the Great Depression got, you know, managed to survive, and they were raising 5, 6, 7, 8 kids to boot.
There you go. Great points. Lisa Bedford, Survival Mom. She's going to save you some money, and we're going to talk more about saving money and other things we can do to save money on the other side of this. Geez, there's no shortage of commercials. We'll be right back.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA, the Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes. Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Holland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Vanelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Penick, Frank Underhill, the Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about saving money so that you can buy the preparedness and survival items that you might need. Lisa Bedford's with us, thesurvivalmom.com. And she suggested that you don't pay full retail for anything. I don't. I'm in agreement with her. She suggested Craigslist. I use Craigslist. She suggested eBay. I use eBay. Buy what you need, not what you want. I agree. Stay away from the malls. I don't go to malls. And spend time with people who you think like you do. That's exactly what I do. And she talked about reducing entertainment costs. I have done that too. And I endorse and support everything she has said. As a matter of fact, I don't have television. I don't have cable. I don't have satellite TV. If I want to watch something over the air on television, I'm going to have to hook up an antenna and make it work for that one program, and then I take it down. So those are my thoughts. Lisa Bedford, please continue. How else can we save money, or what can we do in our lives so that we can free up some money or save money on taxes?
Yeah, I would take a look at what you or your, and your family can do as a side business. You know, traditionally the advice is, you know, you have to cut out expenses and you have to earn more. Well, a lot of families are at the point where they can't cut out anything else. And there still may be some wiggle room to cut out some extra expenses, but what if your family developed a side family business? I love the idea of teaching our kids to be entrepreneurs. Someday they may be employees, which is fine, but if they have the mindset of, you know, how could I start my own business, it really is, again, that whole idea of being, you know, not dependent on someone else for your livelihood and for your well-being. So just a suggestion, Benny, you live in a rural area. Well, as a family business, what if your kids sold compost? We buy organic compost from an organic farm on the other side of the Phoenix area, and we buy it by the trash can full, and they're making a load of money just selling this compost. Or seedlings. Right now is an ideal time to start, you know, planting seeds, but you're going to end up with people, a lot of times like me, who didn't get their seedlings planted, you know, their seeds planted in time, and they're thinking, oh, another trip to Home Depot or the nursery. Well, why couldn't a family do that? And think about what your family, what your resources are, and how you could utilize that to earn some extra money. Here's another one that a lot of people don't realize. Homeschoolers are always, homeschool moms, homeschool families are always looking for other ways for our kids to learn skills that we don't have ourselves. And I have paid good money for my kids to learn horseback riding, archery, any number of skills over the 9 years we've homeschooled. So if someone is an expert fisherman or a hunter, or they know how to spin wool, they know how to sew. My daughter has taken sewing lessons from a very skilled seamstress. She's now learning quilting. What skill do you have that you could put to use right now? And if you can bring the kids in on it, whether they are, you know, stamping pamphlets or they're handing, you know, somewhere handing out flyers and you utilize them, you really are developing little entrepreneurs and at the same time earning some money. So I would find out where homeschoolers gather and maybe, you know, find a way where you could offer this skill or offer this lesson, because you'll be doing many people's service as well as earning extra money. You hit the dollar stores. The dollar stores are great, but make sure you look for, watch out for the quality of what you buy. The other day I was looking at some canned mandarin oranges, and as soon as I saw they were from China, I just put the can down. I just was not interested in buying food. They're just, it's just, they don't have the safety standards that I want for our food. So but watch out for dollar stores. You can buy, get some great bargains there. And always shop the end of the season. Right now, you're going to be getting really good bargains on winter clothes. Well, you know, if you're going to get those bargains, why not buy winter clothes for your kids that may be a size or two too big? And when all of us have babies, we know how nice it is to have clothes, you know, from the baby showers, and they're, you know, a, you know, 18-month size, and then they're, you know, a year size and 2 year size. And it's so great to have that little padding of clothing for when our kids grow. But then when they get to be a little older, we don't do that anymore. So look for shoes, look for winter clothing, you know, at the end of the season, whatever that is. And that's a great way to save money, as well as get together with other moms and have clothing exchanges. And that is a way to get excellent. Actually, it's free. You just get together a bunch of moms and say, okay, bring all the clothes that don't fit your kids anymore, and we'll get a bunch of moms together, and we'll just have our own little swap meet just right here between, you know, the five or six of us, and that can work really well for clothing kids. There, you know what? Moms in particular have always been very creative about saving money, about earning money, and I see definitely a return to that time, because I think it's going to take a lot of creativity for most of us just to prepare. And then we use that extra money that we have to buy things in preparedness, it's smart. Really do your research before buying what, you know, what I call survival food. There's an awful lot of companies out there that are just kind of latecomers, because there's a lot of money to be made, and not all of them package their food effectively. They have all kinds of claims of how long their food will last, but really do your research, and don't feel that you have to buy that $3,000 kit of survival food for a family of four. You don't have to buy that that expensive food. You just don't. And so before you trust someone in the survival business and you're going to give them a lot of money, whether it's for survival food or whether it's for some other, you know, survival seed bank or whatever, do your research. Make sure you know what you're getting.
Lisa, I couldn't have, I can't agree with you more. And I'd like to share this with the class. I get a lot of calls from marketing people, and then and it goes right up all the way to the CEOs of companies who are selling survival food. And they want to come to the expo. And I keep telling them, no, 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 no. And they don't understand it. They don't understand why I won't let them come to the expo, because I want to make sure that the product is the best it can be. And if it's not, I won't let them come to the Get Prepared Expo. I try very hard to make sure that our guests do not get ripped off. I really do. And you're absolutely right on the money. And when you talk about shopping at the end of the season, Lisa, you have never seen me wear anything other than a long sleeve shirt. Okay. Now, sometimes when I'm farming, I will wear a t-shirt, but very rarely, never when I'm in public, do I wear anything other than a long sleeve shirt. Why? Because I can always roll up my sleeves if I'm hot. I can. So I buy traditional styles that don't go out of style. And I have shirts that have been with me for 20 years because I don't buy things that are fads. Exactly what you're saying. Different words, but I believe it's exactly what you're saying. Now, you mentioned young entrepreneurship, and you mentioned seedlings. And here's what I wrote down as you said that. Now, class, let's say you want to start a business. The tax laws are written for business owners. The tax laws are written for property owners. You have an advantage if you own property, and you have an advantage if you have a business. Now, here's what I mean by that. Let's say you just want to start a company, a little tiny company in your kitchen, and you want to raise some seeds into small plants and sell them. The cost of starting that up is a couple packets of seeds, a couple trays, plastic trays to sell your seedlings in. And now let's say you want to buy some tools. The tools, the trowels that you use to handle the growing soils, that's all tax deductible. The telephone that you have in your house already, you can claim some of that cost against your new business, against your new seedling business, because you need the telephone to operate the business. And the lamp, the grow lamps, those are all tax deductible. Your home office, let's just say for argument's sake that you have a 10-room house, just to make it simple. Okay? You can say, well, we've got one room that we're dedicating to growing seeds. And then we've got the garage. We've taken the car out of the garage, and we're using the entire garage for the seed business. Okay, now if you have 10 rooms, that's two rooms or 20% of the cost of your house that you can use as a deduction against the income from your job and against the income from your new seed business. Okay, part of your electric bill can be deducted. Part of your phone bill, your phone, your telephone, the cost of the phone, the cost of the lamp, the cost of the equipment, the cost of the paint, the cost of everything that you do for your business is a potential tax deduction. Now, I'm not going to claim to be a tax expert, but I have read Publication 17 from the IRS, and that's what I use when I prepare my taxes. So do your own research. Don't believe a single word I say, but go and download Publication 17. Just go to any of your search engines, your favorite one, Publication 17, download it, and you're going to be grinning from ear to ear when you find out the tax deductions that you can take if you have your own business. Do you agree with that, Lisa Bedford?
Yes, I think that everybody should have their own business. And you do have to show to the IRS that you are actually working it and you are trying to make a profit. They just don't let you, you know, if you're not working it and if you never ever make a profit, they categorize it as a hobby. So you want to make sure that you're putting in some effort. But my goodness, you know, the opportunity to have the tax deductions and to be teaching your kids just this attitude of, you know, our family, this is, you know, this is our business, and if, you know, in the future I can start my own business. That's what I say to my kids. I'm teaching them, hey, think about what kind of business you could get into. My daughter started her first business when she was about 5, and she was particularly good about reminding me to do things. And I said, why don't you have a reminding business? And so her grandmother signed on for the reminding business, and Olivia's job was to call and remind her of her appointments and so on. So just start developing that. So you have a business, you have the tax benefits, you're teaching your kids important skills, and we're hoping that we also are earning money at the same time.
Now, there's no law. There's no law that says you have to earn money. You have to try to earn. You have to try to be profitable. And that's all you're required to do. In earnest, you need to try to be profitable. I have a business. I have a farm. And the tractors, would I have a 100 horsepower tractor if I didn't have a farm? Absolutely not. Would I have a backhoe if I didn't have a farm? Nope. Would I have a gooseneck 26-foot trailer if I didn't have a farm? No. Would I have the equipment to run the farm, the other kinds of equipment to support all the major pieces of equipment? No. Well, all of those pieces of equipment are deductions that I have because they are part of the business, and you can do it too. So think about that. Would you like to live on a farm? Yep, you can do it, and you can have more money in your pocket as a result of being a farmer, if you want, and if you work at it, at being a farmer. Lisa Bedford's with us. This is USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli. Survival. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
March into Big Spring Preparedness Savings this month at BePrepared.com. Starting today, Emergency Essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 Emergency Essentials gift card. The March sale starts today at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, here's a question. Would you play a ball game without knowing the rules? Would you play a card game without knowing the rules? Well, what about your taxes? Do you know the rules? If you don't know the rules, why would you play this game without knowing them? It's free. Just go to the internet and download Publication 1717. Publication 17. It's the rule book. It's about 100 pages. And you can grin from ear to ear as you learn what you can deduct and what you can't. And let me tell you a little bit about tax preparation businesses. You pay them to figure out how much tax you should pay, okay? First of all, I've got to ask you, why would you do that? But if you do that, you do realize that they are assigned a tax preparer ID number, right? So here's the situation. You're going to get your hair cut, and you sit down, and you're waiting, and you're talking to the person next to you. You know the person next to you. And you say, geez, I'm getting my taxes done. Who does your taxes? The person says, well, Kathy does. And you say, oh, geez, I heard that, I heard about her. She got my neighbor audited. Now, if that's the case, and Kathy gets people audited because she's a tax preparer, no one's going to want to go to Kathy to get their taxes done, right? Okay, if that's the case, it's in Kathy's best interest not to go to the limits on deductions. It's in her best interest not to get people audited, because no one's going to be her customer if she gets people audited. So is she going to save you the most amount of money on your taxes? The answer is no. Okay, so here's what you do. You learn the rules and you do your taxes yourself. Is it a chore? Sure. Sure, it's a chore. And I do my own taxes. We do ours right here. And we learn the rules and we play by the rules. And if it's allowed as a deduction, we take it. We are not going to give it to the government to waste it. So, have I been audited? You bet. You bet. And it's a lot of fun. And it's a great family experience. So, if you get audited, you bring your entire family with you. It's a wonderful learning experience. If you end up in court, you bring your entire family with you. It's a great learning experience. And the more you get audited, the more you realize that it's not a big deal. There's nothing to it. If you play by the rules and you write the notes in your copy of Publication 17 why you did what you did, you can defend it when you get audited. I love getting audited. And if I get audited, I'm going to talk all about it on the air. I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to tell them the auditor's name, the auditor's address, the office, the phone number, and what I'm being audited about. No kidding. It's going to be a blast. You're going to enjoy it. But I haven't been audited for like 20 years. But I have been audited about 10 times. Lisa Bedford, your thoughts?
I don't want to be audited.
I'll be doing a live broadcast from the IRS audit. Seriously.
Yeah, that may be the one thing we disagree on today. I don't want to be audited. Mostly,
well, it's no big deal. It's no big deal.
IRS,
I'll tell you why.
They are masters at intimidation.
Oh, well, only if you let them. Only if you let them. First thing I'm going to do when I get audited, I'm going to say, hey, I'm Ben Finelli. What's your name? Okay, hold on. Before we get on, and your phone number. By the way, what town do you live in? What neighborhood? Huh. Okay, well, you know all that information about me. I just want to make sure I know who you are. Okay, now, let's begin. I have all my receipts. I've got all my documentation right here. So I'm ready. Let's go. Now, what I'm telling you is you have to be honest and you have to be above board. If you're a tax cheat, you're going to get put through the meat grinder. But if you do everything above board, there's nothing wrong with getting audited. It's absolutely a lot of fun. You can't have that much fun for free.
Yeah, there's a book in there somewhere, Vinny.
I have been audited so many times, and they never win. They never win. They don't win because I don't cheat. I use their rules. As a matter of fact, you know, this little business, this little seedling business, do you know that you can drive your car, whatever it is, it can be a big pickup truck, it can be a dually, it can be a little half a car, and you're going to get 55 and a half cents for each mile that you drive if you take the standard mileage deduction. Lisa Bedford, any last-minute thoughts? I'm sorry, I hit my own button.
Oh, no last-minute thoughts because I think we've covered a lot. But I think that I would just say that preparedness is a message of hope. And if you're filled with despair, then something's wrong. Maybe it's the messenger you're listening to, because we want to spread the message that this can bring you peace, not you know, where you end up in sleepless nights because you don't think you can afford anything in preparedness. That's just
you're absolutely right. Lisa Bedford, you're absolutely right. TheSurvivalMom.com. Lisa Bedford, class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you. Thank you so much, Lisa Bedford.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.